Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast. This is the September 2012 Laura Ingalls Wilder fan update on what's going on in the world of Laura. And yes, I admit we're over halfway through the month. I didn't do a very good job of getting this out at the beginning of the month this year, or this month, and well, really, to be honest, I haven't done the greatest job this year. That's the first one of my New Year's resolutions, is to get this done like on the first or second of the month every time next year. So we'll hopefully get there. And it's a real shame to do it this month, because September and April, for some reason, tend to be really heavy Laura months. September, April, and July tend to be the biggest Laura months where events are going on. And I will endeavor to get the October one done near the beginning, because with October will be the big announcement, as I'll go through the roles about when the Laura home sites are closed for the season and which ones are going to have Christmas events. So that's always fun. To do a little general housekeeping, if you want to call into the show, you can either call in 714-242-5253, that's 714-242-5253, or toll free 1-877-633-9389, that's 1-877-633-9389. And with any luck, a friend of mine from Canada is going to be calling in at some point during the show, just because we're testing to make sure the toll-free number works from Canada now. So if that happens, that's what's going on with that. In addition to calling in while the show is live to make comments, you can also just listen that way. So if you want to move around your house, or if you're out and about and want to make listen to the show live, you can. And you can also stream it. And if you want to take it with you later, you can always download it from iTunes. So that's sort of the housekeeping for tonight. So what's going on in the month of September with Laura fandom? Well, the answer is a lot. And I'm going to start with something that's happening tomorrow night. We're going to have an interview episode of the podcast. So it's going to be tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, or 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And that's going to be Quilts and Laura Ingalls Wilder. And I'm going to be talking to quilt historian Linda Halpin, who spoke at Laura Palooza and did just a very impressive job. And we're going to cover some of the same materials she covered then, and some, I hope, new stuff, and just basically talk about Laura Ingalls Wilder and quilts. We'll explore trends in quilts during Laura's lifetime and how quilts changed over time. We'll talk about how quilts were sewn and how it changed from the 19th century, probably up to today, depending how far we get. It may be like the teacher teaching the history overview class. You might run out of time as we approach the 20th century. But changes in how they were sewn and how they were used. Halpin is the author of Quilting with Laura. So I'm really excited to have her on the show, and that's going to be tomorrow night. So you have no excuse not to listen now, because you knew it was going to happen. Also, the other interview that I have scheduled, and I've got a couple other ones that I have not gotten firm dates on, but the other one I do have a firm date on is going to be talking to Susan Thurlow, who is also a speaker at Laura Palooza and has done an impressive job researching Dr. George Tan, and she's going to be talking a little bit about what she found out in her investigation of him. So I'm really looking for that, forward to that one too. That one is going to air in the afternoon, Saturday, October 27th. So got a little time for that one, but those are the two upcoming episodes for you to take a listen for. Now, I wanted to also talk about Laura events this month. Now, most of these, sadly, have already passed, but most of them are annual events, so you can put them on your schedule now for next year, which is, I think, a great thing. The first Laura event this year was on Labor Day. The Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum that had discontinued their Laura program that they'd been doing, oh, I think it must have been about 15 years, last year, rather suddenly, changed their mind and reinstated it about a month before, well, probably closer to 6 weeks before Labor Day. So we had kind of a spate of publicity about that. The National Archives put it on their blog. It put it on their tweet stream. There was several nice online articles. Not a lot of paper coverage, and I think that affected turnout a little bit. But very glad to see it back, and hopefully we will continue forward from that. And I just did a post on Beyond Little House today that's got links to that National Archive blog post and also some other things that the National Archive have done about Laura. They did a document of the day showing one page of Amanda Wilder's homesteading papers. I put in a link to their prologue article. Prologue is their magazine about Laura Ingalls Wilder, which is really terrific and frankly worth buying in paper because there's so many more images on that. So take it as a piece of advice, friendly advice. I would buy it in paper, but it is, the text is available online, and I've got a link to that as well. So that was Labor Day, and hopefully that'll, going forward, will be the next year. And that, I have been the keynote speaker for that for most of its run, and I always try and do a brand new program on Labor Day and introduce a new program then, and if it, people like it, I keep it in the arsenal, and if they don't, then that's the last time I present it. So I hope that you will make an effort to get here for the Labor Day show. But things continued on. The next weekend was Laura Days in Pepin. And since we were talking about things being bigger online, we actually had a quite a presence from Laura Days online now, too. They have a specialized website just for Laura Ingalls Wilder Days in Pepin. They have a Facebook page. They have a Twitter account. And these are all relatively new things. There's links to them on the Come to Laura Days in Pepin post on Beyond Little House from September 6th. And again, this is an annual event. And again, I've been a keynote speaker for, oh, I think about 5 or 6 years now. It's actually was on its 22nd showing. I was sort of a latecomer to that one. And it's just such a different experience. I highly recommend people coming to Pepin during the Laura Days event and then also at a non-Laura Days event because it's just so different. Do the sites both ways because it's a really different experience. So that's usually the second weekend in September. I don't think I've gotten the 2013 dates yet, but they should be coming out fairly soon, and then you can put that on your calendar for next time. Which gets us to the third weekend, which is just passed, which was Wilder Days in Mansfield, Missouri. And they pulled out all the stops this time because they were kind of making it be a further push on their capital campaign and their efforts to follow their master plan and restore the barn they tore down and build a museum that's actually designed to be something more than fireproof, which I thoroughly back them in. I'm glad they're trying to do that. Sadly, they pretty much got rained out, so it was a much smaller event than they hoped. But it likewise is a ongoing annual event. It has a couple really special things that make it worthwhile to go. Wilder Days is the one time of year when you can be assured of hearing Pa's fiddle. The fiddler, who is sort of got in charge of it now, comes out and plays it a couple times at his convenience during the year, because you have to play it on a fairly regular basis to keep it in good working order. But that's the one time they have scheduled ahead of time that you know they're going to be playing Pa's fiddle. So it's worth it just for that. I sat there an hour just spellbound to hear Pa's actual fiddle played the year I went down to Wilder Days. Just that alone is worth the trip. And I'm talking a 9-hour trip for me. In addition to that, they also have the upstairs room in Rocky Ridge open. That's the only time of year, really, that they have it open. Sometimes they open it for Christmas, too, but the only time you can really count on it is during Wilder Days. They also have a played Laura's organ, which I have never heard of them doing before during this event. So they didn't do that the year I was there. So if you possibly can plan on getting down there during Wilder Days for next year, which is normally the third weekend, then I would strongly recommend it. But you haven't quite missed your chance this year, because while Wilder Days is past, the Mansfield pageant, which kind of gets a little bit of a short shrift. People talk about the DeSmet and the Walnut Grove pageant a lot. They don't quite talk about the Laura one, or the one in Mansfield as quite as much. It's called Laura's Memories, and it is based, it's a musical, and it kind of covers her whole life. It has the best seating. There's a hotel within nice driving distance. It's just a very pleasant event. It's a little different, and hopefully I'm going to be interviewing somebody from that in the fairly near future, so we'll get into more details then. But you can still see it this year. It is going to have performances yet on September 21st and 22nd, September 28th and 29th, and October 5th and 6th. So you haven't missed out on the chance to see Laura's Memories this year yet, and if you haven't ever seen it, really it's worth a trip just to see that. So I hope that you will be able to plan on Laura's Memories for either this year or for next year. And as far as events go, I think that's pretty much all that we have on the horizon. I did want to tell you that I have one more speaking engagement that's going to be a fundraiser for the log cabins in Iowa City Park. That's going to be coming up October 6th. I'll tell you more about that next month's update. And I did want to say, just yay me, we're up to having topped 20,000 listens. 20,548 listens of all the episodes combined of Trundle Bed Tales, which I just think is an amazing number. I'd like to thank everybody who has been listening along, and I hope that you will continue to do so. Thank you to the people who've been in the chat room this time. And, oh, it looks like maybe my friend got through. Hello?
Hello, Sarah?
Uh-huh.
It's Scott Smith in Tennessee.
Oh, Scott, hi.
How are you, dear?
We are doing just great. Scott is a Laura fan that I met in Pepin a few years ago and has just been doing some awesome stuff down in Tennessee. So, do you have any big event coming up late in the next month or so?
Well, just some reenacting down in Natchez, but I wanted to tell the listeners how wonderful you are and that you are just an amazing gift to be able to keep us all informed the way you do, and it's just been a wonderful blessing getting to know you.
Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. And I did not know he was going to call and say that. I thought it was my friend from Canada calling, so I appreciate that.
You never know where I might pop up. But
that's
I just wanted
true.
To tell you that you've just done. It's just amazing what you've been able to do, and it's almost like a ministry, because you know, it's just what's on your heart, and most of it voluntarily. And I just think it's marvelous that you're out there doing what you do, and keep up the great work.
Well, I really appreciate that, and yes, I there are some things that I really believe in, and Laura Ingalls Wilder is definitely one of them. And I think that she can make a lot of people's lives better, and I hope that I do my small part in making sure she does. So, thank you.
Fantastic. You're welcome. And thank you, and best to you all, and thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Bye, Scott.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Okay, and we actually went over time there with Scott, but since he was saying nice things about me, that's all right. And we're, I guess, going to go ahead, and we will finish up the with the theme song, and I will catch you up next month. And hopefully there'll be good words from Canada by then, but I don't know. It sadly doesn't look like it. Thank you anyway, and join us tomorrow night for Linda Halpin.